Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community. And welcome to Nature Mystica with Selena Fox, a podcast where we enjoy encore presentations of topics covered by Circle Sanctuary Senior Minister Selena Fox from her previous podcasts, Circle Craft Studies and Nature Folk. In tonight's encore from 2013, Selena led a guided Samhain ritual and meditative journey that includes remembering, honoring, and connecting with beloved dead and ancestors of family, place, and spirituality.
Welcome to Circle Craft Study with Selena Fox. This is Selena Fox, and tonight we are doing a Samhain Otherworld ritual to honor beloved dead and ancestors. I have a outline of our ceremony posted at my main page on Facebook, Selena Fox Updates, in the notes section. And we will be starting the rite in a few moments. For those of you who have not seen the note and know that there is the opportunity to actually create an altar and to use ceremonial tools as part of this ritual, you will have a few moments to gather those materials as I do the introduction. Ideally, you will have some or all of these things. An altar, this can be a small table or a place on a table or countertop or cabinet, which can be your ceremonial area. Ideally, you'll have a chair where you can sit by that altar, a chair that's comfortable and that allows you to be able to easily light candles, which are some of the items for the altar. Cover the altar or the working space on the table with a dark cloth to serve as an altar cloth. If you have a black one, that would be great. Black representing the depth of night and one of the colors associated with this time of year, where the days are getting shorter and the nights longer. Black also associated with the cauldron of rebirth, with void, with mystery, and with the dead. If possible, get a small quartz crystal that you can dedicate for working tonight. If you have some type of spiral symbol, that would be helpful to have as well. If you don't have a spiral symbol readily available, you can take a piece of paper, 3 inches by 3 inches is big enough, or a 3x5 file card, and draw a spiral on it. The spiral and the quartz crystal will serve as focal points for the portal that we will be working with to connect with this world of the living that we're in, with the ancestral realms of the other world, the realms of the dead. A symbol for candles. Three can be small tea lights and votive holders. The fourth can be a taper candle or a longer-lasting votive candle. It should be put in some kind of candle holder that will capture the wax. One of the candles, the larger candle, serves as a guardian for this other world portal work. The three white tea lights or smaller candles in candle holders will be lit during the ceremony to represent the three ancestral realms that we will be activating and connecting with. If possible, during this rite or immediately following it, have a small plate in a cup or bowl and put a bit of food on the plate and some beverage. It can be water or cider or some other beverage or combination in this chalice or bowl or cup. These are going to serve as offerings for the dead, for the ancestors. If you have already assembled those, great. If you do not think you'll have time to assemble them for the rite, it is possible to do that part following the rite. If possible, get a fresh flower or a flower image to represent beauty and life force. It could be a leaf from a living plant or some other beautiful living thing. Place that on the place setting, the plate, as another offering for the dead that will be presented. Use a bell or a chime or some type of percussion instrument that can signal the times between each invocation and portion of the rite. I will be ringing a bell, and if you have one present, when I ring mine, you're also invited to ring yours to make that vibration be part of the rite that you are doing as you follow along. Have incense and an incense burner, a lighter or matches for kindling the incense and kindling the candles. And then you'll find it helpful to have a journal or pen or some paper where you can note down experiences, insights, perspectives during the rite or immediately following. We're going to be working with the dead in a variety of ways. And to help us with that process, there will be time for you to call to mind several beloved dead and or ancestors that you seek to remember and honor at this Samhain time. If you, like me, have done quite a bit of family history and genealogical research, you'll have to pick and choose a sampling of beloved dead to focus on during this part of the rite. But know that we will be honoring the dead as a whole, and that way all of those that you know about and wish to connect with can be honored as a group. So those are the items that would be helpful to have. If you are doing this ritual in a place where you are not able to have ritual objects, then I invite you to use the power of your imagination as I talk about each one. There will be parts during the ritual in which I will do an invocation. You are welcome to speak that invocation, such as in a call and response mode. Spirits of the circle, we call to you. And then you would say, spirits of the circle, we call to you. And by repeating the phrase, then you do not need to follow along on the outline that I have put online at this point. Besides, when I create a ritual, I post it, share it, but rarely do I follow it exactly, letting the spirit of the experience of connecting with the divine and the focus of the rite, adding some variations. In a few moments, we'll be setting up the altar and beginning the process of centering ourselves to take part in the rite. But I'd like to share a few things about this rite and how you can use it not only at Samhain time, but at other times during the year as part of connecting with the ancestral realms of the other world. We are all part of life across generations, across places, across spiritual traditions, and by working with ancestors, not just the ancestors we're genetically descended from, but ancestors, the ones that have gone before in the locale where we live, in the country that we are part of, and the culture that we connect with. We are able to have a more enriched and more holistic experience of the other world and the ancestral realms. We also are going to work with ancestors of spiritual path and ancestors of paganism as a whole. And in doing so, we have the opportunity to deepen our connections with pagan community, not just honoring pagan community of the here and now, but of that which has gone before. We will be setting up the altar. We will be doing a consecration. We'll be casting a sacred circle and calling sacred forces into our circle to bless our work, to protect our work, to guide our work. We'll be working within the circle craft tradition, which has the element earth associated with north, air with east, fire with south, water with west, and center spirit, that interconnected divine force that flows through all of life. We'll also be connecting with the directions that are above, that connect us with not only what you'd call heavens, but the cosmos, the universe as a whole, and the direction of below, the land where we are, and the planet where we are. That is our home. And I invite you to take part in this ceremony in a way that works according to your own personal needs and spiritual orientation. So while the structure is coming from a circle craft tradition, it will have parts that you can adapt to work with what you do in your personal practice. So in the next few moments, let us begin by setting up the altar. If you are able to do so, have the altar facing north, or sit where you can put the bigger candle in the north that will be the guardian of the portal space. Take your spiral image and place it in the center of your space. And if you are able to have a crystal, place it right at the very center of the spiral. The spiral image and the crystal are going to be activated during this rite as the portal for connecting with the other world. In a way, it's like dialing a cell phone and connecting with those who are on the other side. We are not seeking to be mediums and channel those who are on the other side. Instead, we are looking at making contact, offering respect and honor, remembrance, and to hear guidance that may come through images, sensations, feelings, as a result of our interaction. Just as if you were to talk with somebody who is alive, you have your thinking, your feelings, your spirit stimulated through the interaction. That's what we're looking to do tonight. Place the spiral down, the crystal there. On either side, to the west, put a candle. To the east, a candle. To the north, the third candle, and the fourth candle, or the first one, which is the main one for the portal work, is in the northernmost part of the altar. There's a photograph of this at my Selena Fox updates page if you need to have some additional info. Put the plate and cup and flower and offerings in the northwest corner, and your bell and incense in the northeast corner, and you're sitting ideally in the south facing this. Now, begin the process of preparing for this ritual. Take some deep, slow breaths. Kindle the incense and let the incense consecrate and bless the space as you move it around, blessing your area, breathing in the wonderful aroma of the incense. We seek to cleanse and protect and consecrate the entire altar, ritual area, and the area around. As we continue to move the incense, I invite you to chant with me. Bless this place as sacred space. 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 Sitting now in front of the altar, take some more deep, slow breaths, and this time, take these breaths to deepen your relaxation and your ability to focus and to journey. Breathing deep in and out, experiencing yourself being centered, connecting with the divine as you know the divine in your own way. Continuing to take deep, slow breaths, silently calling to the divine as you work with it and or them to bless you and guide you, to aid you in this ritual journey of honoring the dead in the other world. With the incense now, bless yourself. Let any distractions that might be around you, minimize them. Sit comfortably. For it's time to begin. We call to the divine. We call to the divine. We call to the powers of North and Earth. We call to the powers of North and Earth. We call to the powers of East and Air. We call to the powers of East and Air. We call to the powers of South and Fire. We call to the powers of South and Fire. We call to the powers of West and Water. We call to the powers of West and Water. And we call now to the other directions. We are at the center of our sacred circle. The sacred circle becomes the sacred sphere. We call to the powers above. We call to cosmos. Call to the powers above. We call to cosmos. We call to the powers below. We call to the powers of land and planet. We call to the powers below. We call to the powers of land and planet. We call to the powers of center. We call to the powers of spirit. We call to the powers of great spirit. We call to the powers of center. We call to the powers of spirit. We call to the powers of great spirit. We call to the powers within. We call and honor the inner self. We call to the powers within. We call to and honor the inner self. We call to the powers around. We call to the powers of the sacred circle. We call to the powers around. We call to the powers of the sacred circle. Let us now tune in to the divine calling into your mind. Deities, connections. We call upon the goddess. We call upon the god. We call upon their unity. We call upon the goddess. We call upon the god. We call upon their unity. Divine is one. Divine is many. Be with us. Be in us. Guide us. Divine is one. Divine is many. Be in us. Be with us, guide us. Divine ones, guide, bless, and protect this rite. Divine ones, guide, bless, and protect this rite. Divine ones, guide, bless, and protect this rite. So mote it be. So mote it be. This is the time of Samhain. Let us spend a few moments now reflecting on the sacred dynamics of Samhain. Connect with Samhain as the threshold of the old spiritual year passing and the new spiritual year coming. Connect with Samhain as the special time of interplay of the world of the living and the other world of the dead. And now, as I play the singing bowl again, start calling to mind some of your beloved dead. This can be beloved dead humans that have been very close to you in your life, family members, a family of origin, or family of choice, spiritual family, friends, colleagues. Family and friends can include creatures familiars, cats, dogs, and other animal friends that have been part of our lives. And we also can include in our reflections ancestors from the more ancient past, already in the spirit world when we came into this incarnation, but yet we carry them within us. So in the next few moments of quiet, and in the next few moments of singing bowl music, call to mind one at a time several beloved dead who are important to you in your current life. Remember, honor, and connect with each one as you call their name to mind, or if you wish to do so, you speak their name in a whisper or out loud. And taking some deep, slow breaths, we shift now into love, respect, appreciation for all the beloved dead that we wish to remember and honor and connect with at this Samhain time and at other times of year. Beloved dead that we have connected with, we ask your help now as we prepare to journey and connect with the ancestral realms of the other world. Aid us in this other world Samhain rite. The time has come to kindle the portal candle for watching over our rite. So as you kindle that candle, let it serve as a beacon, as a guardian of our work. We take up the crystal atop the spiral. This crystal serves as a focal point, as does the spiral. For we together create and open a portal for this work. A portal opening to permit safe and helpful communication with loved ones who are dead, with ancestors and ancient ones in this other world of the dead. We hold the crystal above the spiral. We imagine the spiral moving. It is in motion. The portal opens. 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 Is that our crystal, the center of that spiral? We imagine a beam of light coming through the spiral and through the crystal. And that beam of light turning into a fountain, glowing in the center of an altar that we've created for this work. We connect with the first of three ancestral realms. In the center candle between the spiral and the guardian portal candle, we kindle this candle to connect us with the ancestral realm of family and friends. We call to the spirits of dead family and friends. Beloved dead, beloved dead, beloved family in the other world, beloved family in the other world. Beloved companion creatures in the other world. Beloved companion creatures in the other world. Beloved friends in the other world. Beloved friends in the other world. I remember you. I remember you. I honor you. I honor you. I call to you to bring guidance at this Samhain time. I call to you to bring guidance at this Samhain time. And now be silent for a time. Gaze at the candle. Then close your eyes and pay attention to what comes to you. Pay attention to any messages. To whatever beloved dead one may connect with you using name or image or sensation. Pay attention to what you experience as the singing bowl plays and you connect with the beloved dead in the ancestral realm of family and friends.
Thank you.
taking some deep, slow breaths. Connect and commune with this realm. And if it feels right to do so, invite beloved dead in this realm to deepen their relationship with you. Make any notes in your journal or make mental notes and give thanks for whatever you have encountered or experienced. We give thanks. We give thanks. We give thanks. And now we prepare to connect with the second ancestral realm, and we kindle the candle in the west. We call to the spirits of the dead, of those who have gone before. In this locale, in this country, in this society, ancestors, a place in society. Ancestors, a place in society. I remember you. I remember you. I honor you. I honor you. I call to you to bring guidance at this Samhain time. I call to you to bring guidance at this Samhain time. And tune in now to those who've gone before in the area where you are, in the country where you are, in the society that you are part of. Pay attention to images, words, sensations. It might be a historical figure from the past that comes to mind. It might be someone who once dwelled on the place where you are presently doing this rite. It might be someone from the recent past who's crossed over. Pay attention to what you experience during the time that the singing bowl is played. Again, taking some deep, slow breaths. Communing with this ancestral realm as a whole. And giving expressions of thanksgiving for whatever you encountered, experienced. We give thanks. We give thanks. We give thanks. We give thanks. And now the time has come to kindle the third candle and connect with the third ancestral realm. This is the ancestral realm of spiritual path that you practice and of paganism as a whole. Begin the process of attuning to paganism now. Paganism also of the past. Can be recent past in the 21st century, a more distant past in the 20th century, and before that, 19th, 18th, 17th, 16th centuries. You can journey back in time. You can go back to times when paganism was widespread. Connecting with pagan realms in the earliest stirrings of human life on planet Earth, the Stone Age, hunting and gathering cultures, Neolithic, the emergence of agriculture, pagan realms of ancient Egypt, of the Middle East, Greece, Rome, Celts, heathens, ethnic pagan peoples in different parts of the world. Paganism is old and new. Let us now connect with this ancestral realm. Spirits of the pagan dead, we call to you. Spirits of the pagan dead, we connect with you. We remember you. We honor you. We call to you to bring guidance at this Samhain time. Ancestors of pagan path. Ancestors of pagan path. Ancestors of pagan people. Ancestors of pagan people. Ancient ones. Ancient ones. I remember you. I remember you. I honor you. I honor you. I call to you to bring guidance at this Samhain time. I call to you to bring guidance at this Samhain time. Connect with the pagan dead. Paying attention to messages, to culture, to images. What part of this ancestral realm is emerging now? Let a symbol a name, a word, a sense of place connected with one or more pagan ancestors come to mind. And as you take some deep, slow breaths, you align yourself to this ancestral realm, strengthening your connection. For by working with this ancestral realm, you have the opportunity to bring forth some old wisdom into the here and now. For pagans are a people that are both old and new. We are an old people. We are a new people. And spiritually, we are the same people at a very deep level. We who know the wisdom ways of nature, we are that same people, stronger than before. Give thanks for whatever you have experienced in this realm. We give thanks. We give thanks. We give thanks. And now we give thanks in an additional way. We hold up the plate of food offerings, the cup of beverage offerings, and the flower of life, joy, beauty offerings. And we hold it up above the portal with the crystal on the spiral. Beloved dead and ancestors, beloved dead and ancestors, I present to you these offerings. I present to you these offerings of food, drink, and beauty, of food, drink, and beauty. with love, remembrance, and respect. With love, remembrance, and respect. Thank you for communing with me in this rite. Thank you for communing with me in this rite. Continue to guide me. Continue to guide me. Inspire me. Inspire me. And aid me. And aid me. In the times to come. In the times to come. Help me grow in spiritual wisdom. Help me grow in spiritual wisdom. Help me grow in spiritual practice. Help me grow in spiritual practice. So be it. So be it. And we set these offerings back on the altar for now. Let us spend a few moments before we conclude, reflecting on the mystery of love that goes beyond the circle of birth, life, death, and rebirth. And call into our awareness now of being part of the greater community of pagans and those on related paths. Connecting with those who are communing with beloved dead and ancestors at this Samhain time. And also connecting with those who are celebrating life and the blossoming of springtime in the Southern Hemisphere, the other side of Samhain. We celebrate the interconnection of all that is, was, and shall be. We give thanks. We give thanks. We give thanks. And now we conclude with farewells. We give thanks to the ancestral realms, and as we do, we extinguish each candle. We give thanks to the ancestral realm, a pagan path and people. We give thanks. We give thanks. We give thanks to the ancestral realm of place, country, and society. We give thanks. We give thanks. We give thanks. And we give thanks to the ancestral realm of beloved dead, of family and friends. We give thanks. We give thanks. We give thanks. And as we take the crystal up once again above the spiral, we move it in an opposite direction of the spiral image that is there. And in so doing, we are closing the portal, closing the portal, closing the portal, closing the portal. And as we set the crystal down, we now extinguish the guardian portal candle. The time of thanksgiving and ending is at hand. We give thanks to the divine that we have called here tonight, to the north and earth, the air and east, the fire and south, the water and west, that which is above the cosmos, that which is below the land and planet, that which is within and the inner self, that which is around the sacred circle, to spirit, to great spirit, to that which connects us with each other and all that is. We give thanks to the goddess and God, their unity. We give thanks to the divine as one and as many. We give thanks to the sacred circle. We give thanks to each other. We give thanks to the ancestors once again, the ancestral realms of the other world. We give thanks to the beloved dead. We give thanks for our experiences, and we give thanks for community. We give thanks. We give thanks. We give thanks. And though it's time for this circle to be open, it is never broken. Merry meet and merry part and merry meet again. So mote it be. Thanks to everyone for being part of this first internet radio ceremony of the Samhain Other World Rite. Thank you for those listening live and those who will be listening later. After this rite, I invite you to take the offerings for the dead and to place them outdoors. Pour the beverages at the base of a tree if one's available, and place the food on top of that, and the flower or other symbol of life and beauty atop of that. And as you do, call this rite to mind and give thanks. And I want to thank again the beloved dead and ancestors. And as we go into this Samhain time, those of us in the Northern Hemisphere, may we continue to strengthen our connections with those who have gone before and to learn from them so that we grow in our ability to be ancestors for the future. So mote it be.
On the sound waves. bringing with you summer's death.
Joining us on the Circle Sanctuary Network podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.